Here we go again. Welcome back. Do you remember that time?
Hell yeah. It's nice out. Like, if you hear any back noises, it's birds.
Some little birdies in the background. Yeah,
enjoying their little sunny day.
It is a very nice day out. So it is Saturday, April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And any good Fool's Days? Did anybody get you?
Yeah, Google Fiber.
Yeah?
But I don't think it was a joke.
They were not kidding.
They told me when I moved into my residence that Google Fiber was included, the free one, you know. And then they decided, never mind, we're not going to renew that contract.
Well, I got my car fixed, a couple things, and some new tires on April 1st. And then I was like, maybe they're going to say April Fool's, it's free?
Mm-hmm.
No, they did not.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we are now into the spring season.
The year's like almost half over. I guess we're a third of the way through.
Oh, gosh.
And that means election time's coming up.
Oh, goody.
It's almost 2025, which is a quarter of a century after 2000, the Y2K bug.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
I was in a chick band, and we wrote a song about the Y2K.
Yeah?
Yep.
I never believed that shit.
You didn't?
I knew the computers were going to figure it out.
You knew that gateway computers were still going to be around.
And we got smart people. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I wish you could figure out my Apple Watch. but anyway, yeah, so now that it is, I mean, we've been golfing lately quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's getting nicer out, I feel like we might actually have to schedule tee times.
I like golf, so I'm in.
Yep. So
that's like the one thing I don't mind splurging on a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if I spend $50 at a bar, I'm like, damn it, why did I do that? But if I spend $50, you know.
Being athletic.
Yeah. Playing golf, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We last weekend when we went, they were also playing soccer golf, which is wild. You kick the ball into the bucket.
Yep.
But you
separate
really,
buckets.
Yeah. But you really hold up the course with your 16 rugby friends who are kicking this ball.
I think they're soccer people, not rugby people.
They are, but they look like rugby people to me.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, so also, springtime. I love a good patio porch sit. Just hang out on the porch.
Or patio.
I mean, porch usually is cheaper.
For sure.
You know.
Either one might have a TV, though. So it's like you're outside, but you get the comfort of inside, mm-hmm. You know.
Yep, that's more my speed. It's, you know, time to start grilling, working on our girly figures, mm-hmm. because pool season's right around the corner.
Did you say girly figure or grilly figure?
Girly.
Oh, so not eating a bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, my... Protein's
good for you.
My office had a work cookout yesterday, and I don't know if it's... I haven't had a low-grade hot dog in quite a while, but I tried one bite of it, and it tasted like soy sauce.
Some of those like Bar S or whatever the brand is?
I have no, it was not a Frank's. So that was great because then I was not Franks. Tempted to eat this hot dog. But we played some bags and, you know, people get real competitive about that stuff. They have it like measured out to be like the exact distance, which I did not believe was true.
Dude, the exact distance is like way further than you think it's supposed to be.
It is. It really is.
You're like, do I need to throw these overhand?
Literally, I was like, should I bump this like I'm playing volleyball over to you? But we also had a holiday that was also not a joke. Easter.
Easter is a real thing.
And it was a real thing. He is risen.
He is indeed.
I did not really have an Easter, I would say. I didn't get to eat like ham or the deviled eggs or... anything like that?
So my boss, Saturday, had like 50 kids over and their parents and stuff and bounce houses and whatnot. And I got to go over on Sunday and sit on the porch. It was great. And eat the leftover tacos that they had.
Tacos?
Yeah.
Is that like a tradition that they do on Easter or is that just a move?
I think that was just what they had catered this year.
Catered?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Very fancy party.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I I don't even know what I did, if I did anything. I don't think I did. I think I watched The Real World or something.
Well, it's the Lord's Day. You're not supposed to do much on Sundays.
Yeah, you're right. But also an event that we did actually have on April Fool's. It was my official kickoff event for my LLS campaign.
What are you running for, Chrissy?
I'm running for Visionary of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Are you having visions?
I have a vision, and it is a dream. But we had that event on Monday, and got to meet the other contestants. And another golf thing is I'm having a tournament.
If you'd like to donate some money, Chrissy might hang out with you.
I might. Probably not, but I might. So, yeah, so like David said, we love our car repairs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call to get, I haven't gotten my car fixed yet either, but it's one of those just like procrastination things because you know it's just going to cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're like, maybe next month I'll be able to do that. And then next month comes and you're like,
yeah,
2 months. So. Right.
That doesn't sound so fun.
No.
Yeah. So I had to call to get an estimate for my car, and the guy's like, it was a referral. And I call the guy and he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm really backed up right now. It might be a few weeks. I'm like, that's fine. I've been living like this for a while. And he's like, I just got out of the hospital. I'm like, oh shoot. I'm sorry. I was in my girlfriend's in the hospital now too. And I'm like, dang, you guys have some bad luck. I don't know if I actually want you to touch my car.
That, or he really needs you.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
pay for these hospital bills.
But he pretty much was kind of like, let's do this under the table. You know, he's like, go get another estimate somewhere else and then bring it to me. I'm like, I don't know if that's how it works, but I don't know.
I think you're still paying for it either way.
Yeah, I think so too. So what else we got in the news?
Well, so I saw this story. Did you know in 1985, Indiana banned happy hour?
Those sluts. Why?
Yeah. It was an effort to reduce drunk driving because people would get all banged up at happy hour and then, you know, do bad things.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. So is it
1985? Yeah, that's insane.
So is it back?
Yeah, beginning July 1st. New legislation.
Of this year?
Uh-huh. Bars and restaurants can now offer reduced price drinks for no more than 4 hours a day and 15 hours in a week. And Damn. The happy hours cannot be between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. So no reverse happy hours.
Okay.
Right?
Honestly, I don't even believe in reverse happy hour anyway. I believe in the 4 to 6 happy hour, go home and behave.
And yeah, that's what I like to
make yourself a nightstander if you must. But there's bars in Kansas City. There's one I know that has happy hour from noon to 8 p.m.
And for that, we thank you.
And for that, we don't thank you, actually. It's it's a Mexican place, so that's real dangerous.
That's a lot of margaritas. That's a lot of chips and salsa, which is not good for the
really
summer
is. Bod. I went to happy hour yesterday with a friend, and the happy hour was from 2 to 5. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, like, I get off early on Friday, so it would make sense for me. But for people who don't, 2 to 5, I'm not really sure who's participating in that.
Isn't the entire idea of happy hour is like, it's 5 o'clock, we're off of work, let's be happy.
Especially on like a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you want me to stick around longer, because, I mean, even some places their happy hour is not that great. You're like, instead of paying $9 for a glass of wine, you get to pay $7. And I'm like, I know what that bottle of wine is, and I can get that at the Grand Slam for $12. So
yeah, I can get the entire bottle for the price of a glass or two. So right. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's shout out Indiana. That's exciting.
Party rock, man.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to like their first ever happy hour.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I have a friend, and I think he was born in 86, and he lives in Lafayette. Maybe I'll just text and be like, brother, I know you've been waiting for this. Like, do you think that they just like go to other states and they're like, what is this world?
I mean, it probably depends on how close they live to the border. In Kansas City, it'd be nice. You just go to the Kansas side, go to the Missouri side, whatever.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's what we do for
now. I guess, what if people like just walk to a bar, Uber? Like, they're just like, nope, full price. And I mean, like, people are still going to go out and drink. So what's, I don't get it.
I don't know. I like it, though. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
The other news story, or another one I saw, Forbes has come out with their billionaires list.
Oh.
And Taylor Swift has officially made it.
Dang.
She has a bee now.
She says, move over, Kylie Jenner. It is now my time to shine.
How many Taylor Swift fans do you think are like, you know, whenever previously they were like, billionaires should not exist. This is wrong. And now they're like, yes.
Yeah.
Slay, yes. You did it.
I mean, if you have your own, like, pretty much commercial jet, I would hope that you have a bee.
Doesn't she have several?
Probably. I know she has, like, three houses at least. Like, one in Pennsylvania, one in Nashville, one in New York, and one in L.A., I think.
Well, if you got a bill, you might as well.
That's right.
But yeah, so there are actually 2,781 billionaires in the world.
In the world?
Almost 3,000 people are billionaires. That's wild.
I feel like we'll make it there one day.
So you want to know who the top five are?
Yes.
Okay. The number one richest man in the world, Bernard Arnault. Arnold?
What does he do?
He is the head man of whatever the company is called that owns Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and Sephora.
All right.
That's the richest man in the world, okay. Mr. Louis Vuitton.
No wonder his products at Sephora are so expensive.
Number two, Elon Musk.
Okay.
Heard of him?
Yep.
See, I don't know if like Twitter still counts as like an asset as part of his wealth.
X.
Sorry, X. He did change the name. My apologies. That was very rude of
me.
He
might fine you for that.
But yeah, so he's number two at $195 billion. Just below him, $194 billion, Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
You know who that is, correct?
Yes, that makes sense.
How high would he be if he didn't have to give a bunch of money to his wife?
I mean...
Ex-wife, sorry.
Yeah, right. I mean, she's sitting pretty, so...
Yeah, I feel like these lists are just the same every year. Number four is Zuckerberg, obviously, Mr. Facebook.
I kind of forget about him sometimes.
Number five, Larry Ellison.
I don't know who that is.
He started Oracle.
Oh.
So he owns Cerner. But that's obviously not the main part of their business, but yeah. Number five, and then a couple pours, six and seven, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. Come on, guys.
Warren
get it together.
Warren Buffett, yeah.
You guys are so poor.
I remember when I was in the financial world, like they're like, he is the richest man alive.
The Oracle of Omaha.
Yeah.
Still lives in the same house as, you know, he did 50 years ago.
Jay Buff?
Huh? Not
Jimmy Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Oh, Warren Buffett. You're right. Okay.
Jimmy Buffett is
passed. A musician. You're right. But I bet he's somewhere in there.
He's dead. Okay. Jimmy Buffett died like 6 months ago, Christy.
Oh.
He wasted away in Margaritaville.
I saw him once.
Yeah. I'm sure it was great.
It was at the Power and Light. And I mean, there's all these parrot heads. It was pretty wild.
So should we move on to sports before Christy starts talking bad about the dead people?
Yeah. So obviously we're coming to an end of March Madness.
Well, thank God, because it's April.
Yep, you're right. So tonight we have the Final Four for men's. Last night was for the ladies. Caitlin Clark showed up.
Did you see the end of the game?
No.
So there was a foul with, less than 10 seconds left.
Yes,
and
I did.
It was definitely a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she set the pick, and then she shuffled her feet some more, slid her feet over to do it again, and also... You know,
just like an elbow or
threw
something.
Her, threw
like,
her elbows out to stop the defender, which it's just a foul. It is what it is. I mean, but it's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's like, you know, when the Chiefs and Eagles, and they were like, "Well, yeah, it's pass interference, but you can't call it at the end." And it's like, I don't know. So sometimes it is the refs deciding a game, but they had chances there too. I mean, I don't know. It was definitely a foul, and kind of is what it is.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
You could tell me it's rigged because they want Caitlin Clark in the title game.
Obviously.
I will not deny that, but it was still a foul.
Did you see her dad? He was wearing this like over thing. Honestly, looked like a poncho.
An over thing.
Like, I don't know what you call
it. Jacket?
A jacket, sure. But it had like a pouch in the front of it, and he would unzip it and put his little hands in there and take out his little snacks.
Yeah.
So I was like, did he bring his own snacks?
Oh, he's got the snackies, all right.
I mean, I like it. It's a move, but...
Wouldn't you be, like, stressed and need some snackies if your kids out there, you know, Just trying to reach their dreams.
Why is he not paying at the concession stand like every other person should?
He probably got him at the concession stand.
And put him in his pouch?
I don't know. Unless he was eating metal, he probably could have got through that metal detector pretty easily. I don't know.
Some popcorn in there.
Granted, they probably go through like some back entrance where you don't even have to, you know, the families and friends entrance. They're not standing in line at the door.
I mean, peasants. But yeah, so that was cool. And then tonight, I know you don't really bet on these games, but what are your predictions?
UConn's going to dominate and Purdue will probably dominate.
Okay. I have a friend who's a big Bama fan, so I feel like I have to represent a little bit.
I did want to touch on the NIL stuff. So, you know, name, image, and likeness, you can make money, you know, off of that, which, you know, we've discussed what it's supposed to be is, you know, now this car dealership in town can pay you for being in their commercial or whatever. Right. But it's really just, hey, we'll give you $1 million if you come play for us. That's what it's turned into, which is whatever. But foreign players do not have the privilege. They are not allowed to make deals like on U.S. soil.
Really?
Per U.S. law. So Zach Edey, you know, the 7-foot-4 guy from Purdue, he's from Canada. So
just crossed the border.
He's really missing out.
Screwed.
But I mean, there are ways around it. Like they can get paid if they go to a different country, which that's what KU did. So they played a game in Mexico City, you know, Johnny Furphy, the little Australian kid, or not little, he's like 6'8".
Tiny little guy.
They played that one game in Mexico City, and they were like, here is all the money while we're not in the contiguous negative 48.
The loopholes you go through, I tell you what.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hope they get that changed, because I don't know.
Everyone deserves a piece of the pie.
But they are on a student visa. They're not like, they're not actual citizens. I don't know the rules. U.S. government, all the bureaucracy, you know.
Yeah, I hear ya. Another news that's good. Coach Tang is going to stay.
He is. We have a basketball coach.
We had a bit of a scare thinking he might go to the Pig Stewies.
So I wasn't really that worried about it, but yeah, all of Twitter yesterday was in a tizzy.
Did they say what the pay raise was going to be?
I think we just gave him like one of the neighboring towns next to Manhattan. That's what we're talking about. There's a town called Ogden. It's been renamed Tangden, and it's just that he owns it now.
How lucky.
You are the mayor and owner, sir.
He's like, I don't want that.
He also got an alpaca farm just down the road from there.
Well, lucky him.
I didn't know. I have no idea. But yeah, they said we did give him a pay raise, and you know, it is one thing. Like it takes a minute, 30 seconds to send out a tweet and just shut down any rumors, but I don't know. Also, at the same time, it's like if somebody's going to like offer you a lot of money, like hear them out.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
I wish my job would do that.
Well, it's not your job. You have to find a new job.
I wish that like some other company was like, we're going to pay you a lot. And I told my job, like, and hey, then you tell your boss, what? Like, what's and up? And then my boss said, kick rocks. Bye.
He's like, I think you should take that offer. That sounds much better than here.
Wow. You're never going to get that here. So
you might as well go.
Yep.
Should we talk about bad sports?
Yes.
Rashee Rice.
Ooh. Let's talk about bad drivers.
Are we now calling him Crashy Rice or Racy Rice?
Racy Rice.
Because he's a racer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he's in, like, F1.
He must.
So, he owned the Corvette and was renting, leasing, whatever, the Lambo.
And he was driving the Lambo.
Well, Enterprise is not going to be happy with him.
They said there was a Chiefs playbook left in one of the cars. You're supposed to guard that with your life.
My God, he's so... at least he got his drugs out.
No, the drugs were still in the car, too.
So he really just...
There was some marijuana, a small amount that... I guess they said, like, it's kind of up to the prosecutor to decide if they want to, like, file charges for that. Like, for the amount he had. Like, it's a misdemeanor, but... Mm-hmm. If you're also doing other really stupid illegal things,
they have guns in there too?
I don't think so. I don't know. I didn't see that. But yeah, when are people going to learn? Like, it's just not.
Keep it at 10 and 2, go the speed limit, and stay in the right lane.
Well, there's also places where you can race cars.
Like a speed track.
Yes, those exist. And you can afford to do them. You don't need to do that on, you know, regular highways where people are just trying to get through their life. Just
trying to, you know, trying to get to happy hour.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs will cut him. I don't think the league will, you know, suspend him forever, but he's definitely going to be missing some games.
He did say, oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he said, I take full responsibility for my part in this. And we're like, okay, so what's your part, bud?
Yeah, so what was that?
So, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I guess he obeyed the rule that he's the only one that was supposed to be driving the Lamborghini.
Yeah, I mean, the hit's bad for sure, but the run is also not great.
Right. Because they were saying, I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about if he wasn't driving, is it as bad that he left the scene? And I said, I think it's bad if you leave the scene anyway, for any purpose.
I agree. I think it would be better if he was not driving, though.
Yeah, but also, how do you hit four cars, or however many it was, and then you just, like, scoot your little car on the side of the road and go,
or just say, well,
just gonna walk away.
Guess this lives here now. We'll see you later.
Yep. Hope you guys are fine. Sorry about that.
I don't know. That sucks. Yeah. So, I obviously, like, hopefully he learns from this, but I don't know what you're going to do to, like, make everybody learn from this.
Yeah.
And you don't want to just punish one person to make an example and tell everybody else. I don't know. Like, you know, Henry Ruggs a couple years ago, they hit a lady and killed her dog and her in Vegas.
Ooh. I do remember that story, but
he is in jail. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess that wasn't enough reason to be like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be driving cars fast.
Well, it's also like
there's a speed limit. That's the law. Yeah, you know, go over it a little bit, but
Andy Reid's son, who obviously is not a good driver either.
Yeah, you know who doesn't get in trouble though? Patrick Mahomes. Mm-mm. Just everyone around him.
Yep, just his circle. Maybe he needs to reevaluate that. But what you gotta do?
You know what else Patrick Mahomes doesn't get?
What?
The county of Jackson to vote for his new stadium improvements.
That's true.
Or his baseball team's new stadium.
Yep. So that didn't pass.
And that was not an April Fool's joke.
Nope.
The stadium vote did not pass. Resounding no. We do not want to pay for your new stadium.
I mean, again, I go back. If you want the stadium, pay for it yourself.
Yeah. I think they kind of threw this plan together real quick, like last minute, and I think they'll come up with something new and figure it out, but yeah, I don't think there's a lot of appetite for the general public to, you know, give money to billionaires to continue to charge you like a ton of money to go to the game, to park at the game, to drink at the game, eat at the game. Like all of that stuff is priced at, you know, a level that's pretty absurd, to be honest.
Oh, for sure.
You know, a $13 hot dog or whatever, or $16 beer. It's like kind of a lot. And then you're like, well, but then we also want you to, like, pay for the venue itself while we make money off of it.
Right.
It's like, it's not great.
We said we'd invest at least half, you know.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're giving you money by going to the game so you can...
Exactly.
So you can have money for that.
I mean, $16 for popcorn, please. And then you have the audacity to put on the menu board, how many calories it is.
Just like Costco. That's why I can't eat their pizza. It's just, if it didn't show the calories, I'd be like
you would be a little
try slice.
Porky pig? Okay. So be it.
The other big sporting event this weekend. Mm-hmm. So you remember back in, what was it? It was January. The first wild card game, Chiefs versus Dolphins.
Yes.
It was very, 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 very cold. And the game was aired exclusively on Peacock.
Yes.
So they said 71% of people who got Peacock then are still subscribers today.
Oh, that's nice.
So like,
so they forgot.
I think it actually worked out for Peacock. Yeah. Yeah. But another thing on Peacock included in your subscription is the WWE.
Oh boy, David.
Are you excited now, Chris?
I'm so excited. I'm so happy I pay for Peacock.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, tonight and tomorrow, you can
tomorrow
watch
too?
WrestleMania.
What an event. Is it all day tomorrow? Is it at night? Is it...
No. Well, so they used to always do just one night. And after a while, because, you know, it's their biggest event of the year. It's really the only thing I watch anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, I would watch like every week.
SmackDown or whatever it was.
SmackDown, Raw.
Yeah.
And, but you know, now like I still like watching WrestleMania. That's, you know, it's kind of their big spectacle. So it used to be just one night, but since they want everybody to like get their chance to shine essentially, or at least, you know, all of the big names and whatnot, they split it up into two nights, because before it'd be like everybody sitting in those seats for 7-8 hours. And then by the time the main event comes, people are, you know, that's when you want like everybody the most excited. And instead people are like, all right, we've put in like a shift here. Can we go now?
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. So that's why they split it up. But, The Rock will be wrestling for the first time in 10-ish years.
Dang. That'll be, who is he wrestling?
So he is in a tag match with his cousin. I think they're cousins. Roman Reigns, who's like the top dog, the head
honcho.
Yeah, that's him. And they are wrestling. So it's Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. I don't want to get too into this stuff. But they also have like their other cousins and stuff that cheat all the time and like interfere in the matches. So Roman gets to keep holding his title. Mm-hmm. Well, so Cody and Roman are fighting Sunday night for the title. And if The Rock and them win tonight, they can all interfere in the match tomorrow. And if they don't win tonight, they can't interfere tomorrow. So,
okay.
But anyway, the Rock is also, did you watch the UFL at all last weekend? So he is, you know, the owner of, it was the XFL, the Extreme Football League. I don't know if that's even what it stands for. I think so.
Okay, sounds right. Right.
And the USFL merged to form the UFL, the United Football League.
Okay.
So this is basically like the one spring football league. So
okay,
you might see like some guys that maybe were on the Chiefs at one point or
want to just get back out on the field.
Yeah. You know, Adrian Martinez, mm-hmm. K-State's quarterback from last year or 2 years ago, it is. Yeah, he's on one of the teams. So, you know, all the guys who are not in the NFL but trying to get there. But the real story about The Rock, he has a new product line in Target.
Okay, can I guess what it is?
Yes.
In Target?
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. What would he... Mm-hmm. Fanny packs?
Nope.
Dang it.
It is a men's like skincare and hair care company called Papa Tui.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I don't know.
Maybe because it sounds like Ratatouille. I don't know.
Yeah. But the thing that's confusing people is that their shampoo, and The Rock is very bald. Okay.
So it's like,
why would I buy shampoo from a bald guy?
Right. I have a friend. His name's Joey, and he's a hairdresser, a very good hairdresser, but he's bald. So we're like, because I mean, I think we've discussed this before. Like when you get your hair done, you kind of look at the person who's doing your hair, and you're like,
yeah, if it's a bald guy, you're like, do you really know?
Are you going to shave my head too?
He's so, like, I know the perfect style for you.
Have you heard there's like a shampoo out there that also dubs as a body wash? Which, I mean, I guess if it's good enough to wash your hair, it's good enough to wash your body. But, I mean, I guess it's like an all-in-one. Because, you know, like Head & Shoulders has like a dual shampoo conditioner. This one can do it all.
That's like the people who buy the PB&J both in the same jar.
Right. Exactly.
I want separate specialized products.
Right. And I mean, like, I don't want my hair to, I mean, like my body wash is a scent like a lavender and my shampoo is like coconut. I don't know. I just don't want the same smell all over.
I agree. Split them up.
Yeah. That's too much. Too much. So, well, that's exciting. Are you going to buy it?
I don't know. I mean, need to go to Target first.
Maybe we'll make a field trip.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty set on shampoo at the moment, but, you know.
I mean, there is a Chili's by the Target.
If I want my head to look like The Rock's.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be
it's
like
pretty shiny.
Yeah.
Last thing, you know, I was just going to talk a little more about the Royals, but I think there's enough.
Yeah,
the Oakland A's are kind of going through the same thing where, you know, they wanted to leave their city. And I'm not saying the Royals want to leave. It's just you're going to reach a point if everybody hates each other that you're like, all right, I'm going to play someplace else.
I have a new term for you, actually, at baseball.
Okay.
It's called a nerfy. It's a bet. So a nerfy stands for no run in the first inning. And so you just bet on the team to not have a run in the first inning. It's pretty simple. And
I like that bet too, because like it's kind of like first person to catch a pass. Mm-hmm. You know, at least like after the first one, you're like, okay, I didn't win. You don't have to wait until like
right.
the very end of the game and you're like, so close, hopefully.
I just think it's, you know, for those degenerates who just must bet on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's bet on what color this rose will turn when it starts to die.
Can I do, like, just the fourth inning?
Yeah, right. For sure. So, all right, well.
Let's go bet some Nerfies.
Let's do it.
All women are queens. If she breathes, she's a thot. I'm like, whoa, that's a thot.
All right, thot of the week. Presented by This Little Thot.
What is your thot?
So I was thinking yesterday, what is the key to my heart? Like, do you have something that's just really like the key to your heart? You're like, oh, like it could be, okay. I mean, for me, it could be like flowers or, snacks or like, you know, holding the door open.
These are it.
So
very simple. Doesn't take much.
No, it really doesn't. I'm obviously like a words of affirmation, physical touch, kind of, you know, love language. But the key to my heart is someone asking to take me on a date, like to dinner or like for a drink or something like that.
Yeah.
Like not being like, yo, let's go watch this game. And I'm like, no, I want somebody like, hey, I'm going to take you to get some shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order not on the happier menu. So, David, what is the key to your heart?
Well, as a man, you know, people just don't really do nice things for you all the time. So
lies.
Or really ever, to be honest.
What?
So just any kind of like nice thing it's pretty nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You went to New Orleans. You brought me back some coffee. I was like, oh.
I did. I thought of you.
That was a thoughtful gift. I'm drinking that coffee right now.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah,
do you think you being on my fridge, a picture of you on my fridge, is that a key to your heart?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
There's also one of you on my desk.
All right, we're getting a little creepier okay. now.
That's kind of creepy.
I'm just staring at over your shoulder at your laptop.
Right. I see you. So,
but yeah, I think also just like respecting other people's interests,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Like if I'm like, hey, I would really like to watch this game. So can we like, we could do something while watching it or, you know, like.
Yeah.
Eh. Can we watch the Chiefs game? Like, is that too much?
Right.
You know, yep. That kind of stuff.
Yep. I hear you. All right.
And I get there's plenty of other things to do.
Right.
But, you know, it's like we can multitask a little bit.
Are you trying to talk me into watching WrestleMania with you?
I don't know if you would like to. It's going to be lit.
Another kind of a little special edition of a thought of the week. What is your ideal snack for the week? You know, like, I'm a very snacky person. Like, I really like granola.
That's a good snack.
But I think my favorite snack is string cheese.
String cheese is wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
But see, my dog, whenever I pull the string cheese out, he's like, oh, we're sharing, are we?
Oh.
Yeah. So
Bob likes the string cheese.
I pull him off, you know, like a little piece, then I pull myself off a little bigger piece, and then, you know, we just.
Do you ever a Lady in the Trumpet?
No. And make him sit down like a gentleman, and I hand it to him, and he accepts it with his mouth.
And then he says, thank you.
Yes. Wags his tail, and he looks very happy.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, I think Laffy Taffy's the answer.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about starting a Twitter thing where I just eat one Laffy Taffy a day and, you know, post the jokes on it. Do you think people would be into that?
I think so.
Laugh of the day.
You also like saltwater taffy.
Really, any taffy is pretty good.
Yes. Because I remember we went to Bass Pro one time and you said, ooh.
Ooh.
Look at that.
I'm going to need some of that.
That guy.
So, do you know the candy store kind of by me?
The one. Oh, yeah, I do.
They have like hundreds of varieties of taffy. What? Yeah. So don't take me in there.
I have not been in there in a minute, but yeah.
It's pretty good.
It is good. So, moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of these shows that we watch.
Okay. What shows you at?
So, we watched the new documentary Quiet on Set, which is about Nickelodeon's old cast.
Giving slime shots to all the kids.
That's right. And how it was a little derogatory. A little naughty, if you will.
And apparently the people in charge were very naughty.
Very, very naughty. So it was kind of wild because, you know, you kind of think back. I mean, I watched Nickelodeon all the time. I loved, like, The Amanda Show. I didn't really watch Drake and Josh. I think it was kind of out of my time.
I knew of it.
Yeah, I knew of it.
I watched The Rugrats, but, you know, yeah. You can't really hurt the cartoons.
Exactly. But, like, you know, the old cast members were, I mean, obviously, like, Kenan Thompson, he seems normal. Amanda Bynes, not so much.
Yeah, she seems far from normal now.
Yes, very much so.
I didn't get through the last episode yet, so I don't know. I don't know how it concludes.
Oh. I don't know if I did either. I don't remember.
But definitely saw Drake. Feel for you, man.
Yeah, no kidding. That's wild.
It's a tough time. Ooh. Yeah. Why do people prey on children?
No kidding. I started a new show last night called Masters of the Air, and it's...
I've heard of this.
It's so good.
What's it about?
It's about...
Airplanes?
Air Force crew in 1943. We'll have to watch it. It is on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that at the moment.
Oh, I'll share mine.
But it's always just a click away, you know?
Yeah. A friend of mine was in the Air Force in the Afghani War. And so I was like, man, I feel for you. And it's also crazy that these huge planes, you know, that they, I'm, because I am terrified to fly, right? But I'm watching this still? And I'm like, yeah, still. But I'm watching this and I'm like, these planes are getting shot at and all this stuff and they're really, really big and heavy. Why am I afraid of a Southwest flight?
Yeah, a little turbulence, you hit a cloud and you're like, we're going to die.
You're like, this is it. I knew it.
Can I use the Wi-Fi for just a second? I just need to say goodbye to
everybody. Exactly. One more tweet, please. But also, you know, I watched Vanderpump and it's been a little boring.
Are they being nice to the Sandoval or is he still public enemy number one?
You know what? Did I watch it this week? I don't know if I did. I don't think I did. Anywho, they're being nicer to him, I guess, but Lisa Vanderpump has a new show out called The Villa, and it is based in, I think it's Italy, but she has like this like very nice chateau that people rent out, you know, obviously the billionaires, and she has a staff that like, you know, obviously waits on them, whatever, but it is drama, and it is good, and it's hot.
Dang.
I know, so.
It's on the Hulu, right?
It is on the Hulu.
I love that.
I know. We might have to watch. So it's, you know how Hulu does that? They drop like 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
So like, are they drop 6 at once and they're like doing 1 or 2 here after? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might have to take a little watch.
They give you like a little mini binge to.
Yes. To get you really going. Yeah. Then,
yeah.
To know if you really want to rev this engine.
And then they're like, hey, we'll see you back next week.
Right? Yeah.
And you're like, you sure will.
Yeah. You bet your ass I will.
I was watching that show Will Trent.
What's that?
It's just a basic cop show. He has an awful accent and it's okay though. I feel like it's better than some of the crappy cop shows. He also has a little chihuahua that people just love apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that show that started after the Super Bowl and it has what's his bucket from, what's that show we watched with Mandy Moore?
A Walk to Remember.
Yes.
Oh, This Is Us?
Yes.
I never really watched it. But I watched like the first season.
Oh, but the guy ago. Who was like the hot brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know he has like another show.
Yeah. It's like
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't know if you watched it or not. No. I don't know if it was worth my time.
You could always do the pilot and just see.
I could.
See how it makes you feel.
I will. I'll do that.
Yeah. We should just start watching the first episode of every
show. We really should before we start talking about it.
Interesting.
All right.
All right. Well, game show time.
Let's play.
And welcome back to... All right.
All right, FMK. This one of our listeners was baffled that we did not play this category last podcast because of the Easter holiday.
Oh.
So we're going to play now. FMK, Easter candy. Peeps, Cadbury egg, or jelly beans? Because I think that's really all the Easter candy, right? I couldn't think of anything else that you... Really?
There's a lot of egg-shaped things. You know, you have like egg-shaped...
like Reese's things and
Reese's
stuff.
Reese's and Whoppers and just chocolate. So what is involved in this egg?
The Cadbury egg?
Mm-hmm.
It's like milk chocolate and then some weird cream thing inside.
So it's we're doing like the marshmallow cream kind of thing inside.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Because like there's sometimes you get them like there's caramel inside.
Caramel?
Those ones are kind of good.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I did know that. Okay, we're going to go straight, just whatever one you want.
I don't really like any of these, to be honest with you.
No one likes Easter candy.
We're going to kill the peeps, because peeps suck. Gross.
Have you seen, though, that people make like Rice Krispie treats with peeps? Which kind of makes sense.
No, but I'm interested now.
Okay.
I think I would try one.
Yep.
The jelly beans, like, if we're going just regular jelly beans... I guess we'll F those and then marry the eggs. I don't know. Like the Starburst jelly beans are pretty
tasty. Yeah, those are pretty good.
They just taste like Starburst. Or maybe they're Skittles. No, I think they're Starburst. I don't know.
They're all
one
kinds,
or the other.
All kinds. I would do the same.
Because black jelly beans.
What is that, licorice, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Keeping up with the FMK of the Easter. Easter traditional food.
Okay.
So I also could not really think of what people eat at Easter because I have not celebrated Easter in a while with my family. So, so we're just going to just go off the cuff.
Okay.
Deviled eggs. Ham. And I'm thinking like a honey baked ham.
Okay.
Or mashed potatoes.
So I think ham is like one of the lesser meats that you could eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like ham or like... turkey that you'd eat at Thanksgiving.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. They're both just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Dry. I don't know.
Whether I have like a rotisserie chicken or like some salmon.
Or like steak.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or like a pot roast, you know?
And do people eat ham? I mean, I think that's pretty traditional for Easter. Yeah. Is because you can't have any pork for 40 days prior to.
Is that the rules?
Yeah. You can only eat like... Wait, hold on. Or is it just on Fridays you can't? I don't know.
Fridays, you have to eat fish. That's the rules.
Yeah.
You must eat the fish.
But you can't eat meat at all during the 40 days, right?
I don't know.
We need to dial up a Catholic over here.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating, so I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we're going to marry the mashed potatoes and F the deviled eggs.
Okay.
Ham's not terrible. It's just...
Not your jam.
I'd rather have like a little chicken or some, you know.
Yeah, I like a honey baked ham, but yeah, I'm not gonna Jones for a ham.
To be fair, if it's only on Easter, I could eat
probably
ham.
Have it. Yeah, just do it. But yeah.
Yeah.
I love like instant mashed potatoes.
You don't like homemade?
I mean,
smash them up.
I haven't had homemade in a long time, but you know what? This podcast is really making me think that no one really cooks for me.
I think instant mashed potatoes are probably better too. Because, like, or better for you. Because maybe I'm completely wrong here. But yeah. If you're making, like, mashed potatoes yourself, like, you have to throw in a ton of butter and sour cream and
cream cheese.
All the things where you're like, this is probably really bad. But
put water in this.
If it just comes as a powder, they get the flavor in there somehow. And you're like, not bad.
Exactly.
Not bad at all.
And it's not, like, real.
Deviled eggs are pretty dope, though.
They are. Actually, that's what I did on Sunday. I did make some deviled eggs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we finish up with a little celebration?
I think so. It's a celebration, bitches. Celebration time.
Cella hatin'. So I think I'm just going to do a top five for the week.
Okay. I like that because sometimes it comes a little overwhelming.
Yeah. So starting today, Saturday, April 6th. So the year's 1933.
Right now?
In my story.
Okay.
Prohibition has been going on.
Yes.
Not allowed to drink. Well, April 7th is National Beer Day tomorrow.
I did know that.
And April 6th was... So the 7th was the day in 1933 when they were first allowed to sell beer again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people were lined up at the pubs.
Yep.
And this day is known as New Beer's Eve.
Oh, how do you celebrate New Beer's Eve?
I don't know. I guess maybe you're not supposed to drink today, but...
okay.
I think you should have some beers to celebrate and laugh at the people back in 1933 and 32.
Losers.
They couldn't have beers.
Right. Too bad the people in Indiana can't celebrate
happy hour
just yet. Because there's a lot of places I know around here that are doing specials tomorrow for National Beer Day.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
FMK, IPAs, a Belgian, and a light beer.
Okay. Mary IPA. Oh, fuck a light beer.
Yeah?
Yep. And then okay. Kill the Belgian.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So the first full week of April, so last week since it started, the first was a Monday, you know, mm-hmm. the Fool's Day, so mm-hmm. it wasn't like a full week.
Right.
So this is the first full week, April 7th through 13th, is Explore Your Career Options Week.
Hell yeah.
I'm not saying everyone should go and quit your job, but, you know.
Explore what's out there.
Just like Tang. It's good to see like what's out there and, you know, if somebody wants to pay you more or if you can leverage somebody wanting to pay you a little more to get a little more at your current job.
So you're saying fire up the Indeed a little bit.
Yeah.
See what it's like.
It's a good time to reflect.
Okay.
Polish up the resume. Be like, what have I been working on? What skills would somebody else like?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So Monday... There's quite a big event happening, Christy.
Oh, is it the final game of March Madness?
Well, that is one event. But also, we are having our last total eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Until 2044.
Wow.
And here in Kansas City, you can apparently, you'll get 89% of, you know, the sun obscured.
Mm-hmm.
So 11% will be peeking through, but...
Ooh.
Did you get some goggles, some glasses for this?
Yet.
So I went to Sonic last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually last Saturday because I needed to go to Kansas to check on my bet to see if I could cash it out, and it would not let me. At least from the
this
Sonic.
This is a really sad story.
At least from the Sonic parking lot. So I got a pup cup for the pup, and I saw there was an Eclipse slushie that also included a free pair of glasses.
Wow.
And the Eclipse slushy is terrible. Do not order this.
Okay, what is in it?
I don't know. It was like a bunch of sprinkles and stuff, but
sprinkles?
It was like an ice cream slushy. It was like ice cream mixed with slushy.
That sounds atrocious.
And it's black, so I don't know what flavor it was supposed to be, but it was not great. But okay. At least I have some Sonic glasses to wear.
Yeah.
But I believe it starts at 12:30-ish.
Yeah, it goes. I think it's. Until like 3-ish?
Yeah, something like that. Which is going to be weird. I mean, we remember when it happened like 6 years ago or whatever.
Remember crickets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gets dark and the crickets are like, oh, this is our time to shine.
Get my legs ready.
And then like, it stops and you're like, oh, it's still like afternoon.
Yeah.
But eclipses are weird.
They are.
Well,
where are you going to watch it at?
I don't know. If it lasts for like 3 hours, I can watch it in like multiple places.
That's true.
but yeah, apparently Poplar Bluff, Missouri is the spot to go if you want
the full experience. The only reason to go to Poplar Bluff.
Yes, that is. I've never been there. I know it's in like
nothing.
Far south,
it's the
southeastern
Boot Hill of
Missouri. Yeah.
Yep.
But they're having a full eclipse festival.
Look at them. All right.
All right. We got two more. Tuesday, April 9th. Not something I will be celebrating personally, but it is National Gin and Tonic Day.
Oh, yeah. Miss me.
Yeah, I don't really like gin, and I don't like tonic water, soda water. ginger ale.
I don't love gin, but I like it better than tonic.
But it is one of, you know, the classic cocktails that
I know
people drink, so.
Gross.
Go have you one.
I used to drink vodka tonic, and I'm like, how the fuck did I do that?
What's the difference between, like, tonic water and soda water?
Well, tonic water has calories in it.
Oh, gross.
I know, and it tastes weird.
Yeah, I think they all taste kind of, eh.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Okay.
And finishing up, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
April 10th.
Oh.
It's golfer's day.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to be professional by then?
Well, I will be in St. Louis on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, but I would be back for maybe a little, like, Top Golf action or something.
Well, you know what? You know what starts this week?
Or the Masters.
Is this week, yes.
Starting on Thursday.
The finest golf tournament that ever lived.
And poor Tiger Woods is being celibate to focus.
Yeah, no sex. That is how he is, okay. How he is keeping his focus. Did you see, apparently him and Phil are going to be paired up?
No.
On the first day?
Did not.
We'll see how it goes.
How fun. My brother-in-law is actually going to be at the Masters.
How do you get tickets?
God, I don't know. He's rich.
No, you have to, like, sign up. It's a whole thing. I don't
know. He's been before.
So he's probably just rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
It does. I know.
Maybe one day. I would love to go to the Masters and, you know, spend a lot of money to, like, hang out and then eat that $1.50 pimento sandwich.
Ah, maybe we should celebrate by making our own.
Pimento?
Mm-hmm.
I think I really just wanted it at the Masters. Or maybe an egg salad sandwich.
Okay. I'll do the pimento. You do the egg.
Okay. Can do.
All right. Well.
Till then.
Toodaloo, buckaroo.
We'll see you guys.